Well, of course, we're playing that because this Sunday is the 4th of July. I'm not sure if they're playing it prior to the Charlton Harness Race Club's meeting, but 4th of July, Charlton Harness Racing, and the connection is more than that. And the club president of the Charlton Harness Racing Club, Joe Thompson, takes our call. Joe, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Andrew.
You've been rehearsing the USA National Anthem?
Yes, with my heart, hand on my heart.
All right, well, we're being serious here. Let's tell the listeners that this is not just a coincidence that the 4th of July and you're meeting this Sunday. For want of a better term, you're going to town on what you're doing with the connection.
Yeah, well, look, Andrew, we've had a bit of a connection with the Meadowlands Racing and Entertainment Complex for the last 12 or 14 months, might be 18 months now, and we've sort of been interacting with them. It's been a bit difficult with COVID, but we've got two races being beamed in from their race night on the Saturday night, which coincides with us on the Sunday morning, which will be Charlton themed, named after the Charlton Harness Racing Club. And we've also got a community breakfast, which has been helped put on by the Bull Oak Shire Council to get the community back together post-COVID, which is not really post-COVID at the minute, but it is. That's what it's for. And we're having all the American fare there. There'll be pancakes, the buffalo wings, the pizza, and all and the hot dogs. They'll all be there for the community and others to have on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock.
So on your race card, you have a Meadowlands pace, I believe. So for those watching on Sky coverage or just looking at form guides, and those in America in casinos or that looking at this vision at the Meadowlands or on track at the Meadowlands, they'll see the name Charlton Harness Racing Club and be wondering and inquiring what it's all about. This is a very progressive and exciting initiative.
Well, we like to think so. Anyway, it's what we thought. We thought, well, we're a small club in a, you know, in a small town, but we thought we'd align with the Big M, as it's also known, in the Big Apple. So we went with the biggest.
Charlton's not that big a place. Do you know of many Americans that reside in the township that should be coming to your meeting?
Oh, there's a couple. We've got one of our sponsors is it's their parent company is American based, and one of their directors is coming up for the meeting and bringing a couple of friends as well. So they'll be staying up Saturday night and going to the meeting on Sunday. And so yeah, there'll be a few Americans there as well.
We're chatting to Joe Thompson. He's the club president of Charlton Harness Racing Club. When you listen to the racing coverage this weekend or see the form guide, you'll see the Meadowlands name. And the link with the USA Harness venue is Charlton in return also will have some naming rights of some races over there. Gee, this is a terrific idea. And, of course, it's more so than just coincidence that you're racing on the 4th of July. But going forward, what you're establishing here, and you mentioned the link with the USA track has been more than a year past, but this is great. It's now the 4th of July. What do other clubs think of this? Because I think this is a very exciting linkage for a small club like yours.
I'm not sure what they think yet, Andrew, but I suppose we'll know after we have the meeting. We've also got Tim Petrick, who's a super driver over in North America, who's actually drove out here in Australia too. He came out to a driving series. He's our driving ambassador too in the US, and we're going to do a interview hopefully in the next day or two, and we'll play that on race day as well on our screen and so forth. So yeah, no, we'll have the full theme, and look, hopefully it goes well. I think it will. We're pretty hopeful. We're always hopeful, I suppose, but anyway, we'll see what happens on Sunday, but we're pretty hopeful it'll go pretty well.
So is that the number one American member race, Dale McGrath?
Yes.
This is fantastic. Race 3 is the USA Charlton partnership. There's ambassadors. Charlton celebrates 4th of July. Meadowlands Racing. Joe Thompson likes a hot dog and beer. No, that's not true.
He does.
I think this is really a bit of razzmatazz. And let's cross fingers that nothing changes because you can have, up to 1,000 on track. So you can have a few people that come along. And you mentioned a community breakfast. So that in itself will attract some people to come along to the meeting, even if they're not staying all day.
Oh, no, that's exactly right, Andrew. And the community breakfast is free, and that'll be for anyone that turns up from 11 o'clock. If they can RSVP to just help with the catering, but we'll feed them one way or another. And, of course, we'll be dressed up in red, white, and blue. We'll have the number of flags out. Oh, it'll be a good fun day.
I think it's a ripper. Just before you go away from the American connection, any other news in terms of Charlton Harness Racing you'd like to spruik or tell our listeners? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about Spruik, but we're very pleased. Charlton, Abby Sanderson, who's just turned 16 early in the month, had her third drive on Monday and was a winner. It was a very cool, calm and collected drive, following in the steps of a big brother, Ryan, who's been going great guns. And they relocated with their father, Shane, and mother, Naomi, from Menangle Park in Sydney. And we're very pleased as both the club and the community to have them and have them doing so well.
Joe, great to catch up with you, and fantastic the way you've turned what would be a sort of a low-key winter Sunday meeting to something that's really exciting, this connection. And well done to you, well done to those at HRV, and all the best. We look forward to seeing proudly the name Charlton Harness on the race card at the Meadowlands, and likewise in return, seeing their club and other associations at your meeting. All the best. Great idea, Joe. Well done.
Righto. Thanks, Andrew.
Joe Thompson, club president, the Charlton Harness Racing Club. It might be the 4th of July, but it's more than just a hot dog and a beer. How about that? That association now with the Meadowlands and in return and naming rights and so on. What a great initiative. A terrific way a country harness racing club like Charlton, with that linking up with the Meadowlands in the USA, and of course, racing on the 4th of July as well.